All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, compassion. Thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. Lord, you are God, and beside you there is no other. You are the Holy One of Israel. And Lord, I say thank you. Thank you for loving us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. Thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise and we magnify your name, Almighty God. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have not left us alone, that he is our ally, our counselor, our advisor. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed and that we're walking in liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you that the yoke of oppression and depression is broken in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for sending your warned angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region. I thank you for binding the strong man of perversion, idol worship, unbelief, witchcraft, rebellion, and lawlessness, and mind control be bound with chains from heaven. Now, Lord God, let topple the thrones of the strong man in the name of Yeshua. Send revival, send a refreshing, Lord, in the lives of your people, Lord God. Lord, send hope. Send hope, send hope in the name of Yeshua. We bind the spirit of strong men of suicidal ideations. We bind you with chains from heaven. You will not be able to steal the young lives of these young people in the name of Yeshua. We bind you with chains from heaven, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them in Yeshua's mighty name. And, O Lord God of Israel, release your power and your anointing to grant healing, deliverance, and restoration. Father God, send financial miracles. Let the money hit their bank accounts. Give people favor with millionaires and billionaires. Lord God, open doors for new jobs, new opportunities in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, those that have been contemplating, what should I do next? Bless them with wisdom. Lead and guide and order their footsteps in your word in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Lord God of Israel, I ask that you will bless this teaching today, and I give you praise and glory and honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good. And His mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you. I thank you for tuning in. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Listen, Jesus is coming back. His return is imminent. Y'all hear me say it? That's something that He's given me to say when I stepped into ministry. He says, put it out there. Say it because it's imminent. There's nothing else we have to do. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And we in the body of Christ, body of believers, we had to press our way in to seek His face. Because you know what? We want to be in the place that God wants us to be as His servants, as His sons, and as His daughters. We all have a role to play in the end time movement. You know, you heard me say this on several broadcasts ago. I thank God that I'm alive at this time. I don't think I could have made it in biblical times, thanks. I don't. Man, I'm glad that God allowed me to be born where we got toilets and you don't have to get up there and cut up to all the animals and do all this stuff. You know, I start reading and studying the Bible. I read through the whole Bible every year, actually several times. And looking and seeing what the people are doing, what the priests, He's made it easy for us. Because what the priests had to do, and we are called priests in the kingdom of God, in the killing of those animals and cutting them up and the blood and all this, I would not have been able to do that. But by the grace of God, he allowed me to be born at this time and to be a part of what he's doing right now. And right now, it is getting perilous. And we are living in perilous times. But just knowing that God has a purpose for you, God will lead you and guide you into the place where he wants you to be as a son and daughter of the Most High God. We're in this series, the prison doors are open. What are you waiting for? Knowing that when Yeshua, Jesus died on the cross, it was to deliver us. It was to pay the ransom for our sins. It was in his blood, the blood covenant that we have, redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And God wants all of his sons and daughters to be free, to walk in liberty and to walk in freedom. As you know, as we've been in this, talking about the apostasy and what would the falling away that would take place. And go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and understanding the fact that the reason that so many have not walked in liberty and freedom is because we've been preached a man-centered gospel with philosophy and secular humanism and all of those things instead of just preaching the pure word of God. You know, when I started my ministry, because it was, you know, we had my church, our pastor was called Obedience Worldwide Ministries. And we strive to be obedient to the word of God. That's it. No more, no less. And I was preaching full counsel from Genesis to Revelation. I got a lot of slack. Oh, that's not biblical. That's not this. And you're not preaching this. And you're not doing this. And, you know, it was just terrible things. But I had to hold true to who God called me to be. To preach sound doctrine. And to declare the full counsel of his word. Because it's the word of God that renews our mind. And a lot of Christians, they don't spend time in their word. They don't know who they are. There are a lot of believers that have not spent time reading and studying the Old Testament. I've heard people say, oh, there's no mercy, there's no love, there's no grace, only judgment, Old Testament. There's a lot of love, a lot of mercy, and a lot of grace. The Old Testament reveals to us who God the Father is. And then when you get into the New Testament, the love of God the Father is demonstrated through his Son, Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. And then it takes on how to become conformed to his image through the Pauline epistles that are written, how to live and walk as a son and daughter of the Most High God. So, God has made a way for us to be in that place and recognizing that we are accepted in the Beloved. Because when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you are now a child, a true child of God. You can now walk in freedom and liberty in Christ Jesus. Because when you were in sin, you were in bondage. You were in captivity. The same thing with the children of Israel. They were in bondage. God said they were in bondage. Now, if God says you're in bondage, you're in bondage. And he'll tell them in Galatians, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Wherewith Christ has set you free. In other words, quit going back to those old patterns, old behaviors and cycles that led you into captivity. Walk in liberty, walk in freedom. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know what is at your beck and call. You see, you don't have to go through no priest. Go sit in a little booth. You can pray in your car, in your living room, in your bedroom, in your backyard. You can call out to God anytime. And get an audience with him because of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. You see, excuse me, when he was crucified, the scripture says the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom, which means everyone now has access to God. You don't have to go through the priest. Jesus Christ is our high priest. That's why we use his name, because he is our high priest. He is our mediator of the new covenant. We get to the place to where our minds are conformed to the image of Christ, that we have the mind of Christ. And the only way that you can have the mind of Christ is to read and study the Word of God. Go with me into 2 Timothy chapter 4. You're listening to this straight from His Word. I hope you're blessed and getting something from this. And if you are blessed, let me know. You can send me a text, 253-431-7375. I ain't asking for no money, even though we need it. Just let me know I'm blessed. Let me know if I'm teaching and preaching the Word. I'm good with that. Amen. Look what he said. Paul, talking to young Timothy, the young pastor, young preacher. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the Word. Now realize this is part of the opening, the end of 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Timothy 4. You know, your opening can only be so long. But we combine these scriptures, so when you listen to the intro, the straight from His Word, this is where it comes from. This is the charge that He gave us. I did not get into ministry to become famous. I did not get into the ministry to become wealthy. Because if you're preaching the right things, you can get a wealth. My charge is to preach the Word, no more, no less. And after I preach the Word, it's up to you whether you receive it or whether you reject it. But it says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, we're living in it now, that they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of thy ministry. He said, there will be a time that they will no longer endure sound doctrine. These are the things that we are charged to do in the end times in the body of Christ. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. This is what we're called to do in the body of Christ. This is how you become equipped in the body of Christ. He said, they're going to look for teachers. And like I said, with social media, they can get on Instagram, get on the internet. All the ministries basically have a platform on all these different social media platforms. And you can preach what you feel you need to preach to entertain your audience. You see, I believe that if you have the power of God, the anointing, and the Holy Spirit of God ordering and flowing, you don't have to result to becoming a place of entertainment. The presence of God is more than enough to draw people and to keep people. You don't have to come up with catchy catchphrases and things like that, clickbait moments. You can just preach, thus saith the Lord, and let the Holy Spirit do what He needs to do. Because that's what they did in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit had liberty to rule and to order the church. Now the church is just a place of entertainment to where we come to be entertained, because that's what it's about. But knowing that, understanding that we are in the end times, these are the things that we have to do. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4. You're listening straight from His Word. I hope you're getting something out of this, saints. I really do. I just want to please God. I just want to do what I'm assigned to do. You know, when I was pastoring, oh my God, it was heavy. But the one thing that brought me joy is when the power of God would liberate people and seeing people set free, seeing people who were bound up in alternative lifestyles, homosexuality, seeing people who were bound up in drugs, alcohol, get delivered and get set free. That brought me such joy, going through a deliverance session and seeing that person's life being transformed that had been bound up by demonic spirits, and then seeing the power of God meet them and set them free. And so, because I'm not called to be a pastor, that's not my calling, but I step into any role that Father God needed me to step in, and just seeing God liberate people. Now he has had me in this role of teaching and equipping the body of believers here in the Pacific Northwest. This is out there going over the airwaves, the word of God, that people might hear it, receive it, and be trained. I had the conversation with my son, Joseph. I said, son, you need to recognize and understand that when Jesus preached, everybody didn't receive what Jesus was saying. So don't be discouraged if people that you're ministering to don't receive the word of the Lord. If they didn't believe Jesus and turned away from him, hey, it's going to happen to us too. Don't take it personal. It's up to them. Because when people choose not to receive the word of God, it's your job to sow the seed. God is the one who will give the increase. And they will bear fruit sometimes. Because it can be very disheartening when you're trying to be a light and you're sharing the gospel with people and they don't receive the word. They don't receive the instruction. Same thing happens with my daughter. She can speak a word into somebody's life and they get angry. They get mad. But she's bringing the word of the Lord to them to help them, not of her own. And like I tell people, I mind my business. I stay out of grown folk business. But when God moves on me to speak, it's because he's moving on it, because he's ready to deliver you at that moment. When he sends a prophet to you, and yes, prophets do still exist. I've heard popular preachers say there are no more prophets. God, have multi-million-dollar ministries, but God said the prophetic ministry was established before the church even came into being. Abraham was a prophet. There was no church. David was a prophet. I can go on and go on. But it shows part of the false doctrines and teachings that are out there that cause people to be incomplete in their relationship and their walk with Christ. We are in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 says, Now look, y'all work with me, saints. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, now the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. It says in the latter times, we're living in the latter times. This is what we're seeing happening and taking place in our society today. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So there are seducing spirits, and their doctrines of demons. There's layers to this thing, saints. Satan's kingdom, Lucifer, Haleel, his kingdom is highly organized. And they come after the body of believers. They come after people. They got the sinners. They got the folk that ain't confessed Christ. They got the backsliders, and their job is to pull us away. See, the attack comes from the inside. He has his plants. Jesus gave the parable about the wheat and the tares. Don't you know that he has his ministers parading as preachers of the gospel? Preaching enough truth that people buy into it, but yet still are not in a saving relationship with Christ? Oh, there you go, preacher. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Oh, sound like the Catholic Church. Priests cannot marry when God says it's not good that man should be alone. Forbidding them to marry. That's why they have all the scandals of molestation. Excuse me. Molestations. They're homosexuals. Nuns are lesbians. Because what God said you are allowed to do, man says that, no, you can't marry. Come on, saints. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness, for body exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those in the body of Christ. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity and spirit and faith. Till I come, give attendance to reading, exhorting to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, and thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. This is why you preach sound doctrine. You have to preach the word. You have to. Why? Not only to save yourself, but pay to save those that are listening to you. Because this is just straight from his word. And I gave it to you right here, straight from his word. You see, saints, we're living in the last days. Perilous times are here. Every time you hear me say from my opening, perilous times are here. We're living it. We're seeing it. We're seeing the destruction of the family, all of these different movements and marches and things, and these organizations are coming against God's traditional values of government, God's order of government, a man and a woman in a marriage, gender identity and the children. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, came to give life. Saints, be praying for us here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Pray we... Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord and his return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua is Lord and his return imminent. I love you, saints. I love you. Jesus is Lord, return imminent. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.